It's Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
And it's 10:32. I'm J. Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson. And in this segment of the program, we have Craig Baldwin, a Kashmir Stage Band alumni.
Outlaw.
In the 1970s, a stage band from Kashmir High School rose to national prestige, winning multiple championships and recording 8 records. After about 35 years, members reunited to honor their 92-year-old band leader, Conrad Johnson. And their story is told in a documentary, Thunder Soul, which was executive produced by Jamie Foxx. And Craig, obviously being a member of the Kashmir Stage Band, I'm sure you're very proud of the legacy of the school and the movie and everything that has evolved out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's extremely, extremely true.
Yeah. So when did you play with the band?
My years was 75 and 76.
Okay.
It actually was my training moment was in 1975. I had this great musician to teach me how it's done. His name is Reginald Nelson. Mm-hmm. Love him to death. And he's still a part of our system. In fact, he's one of our strongest leaders, you know, in the organization. And,
wow.
He taught me what to do. And then Prof was one of those people that, you know, you had to know how to do it before you got in that band. So
yeah. What was it like to be during that time to have an all-black band of national notoriety led by a black band leader?
It was uncommon because when, during those times, those competitions, they were pretty much predominantly white ran systems. And somehow, you know, Prof did exactly like most of those leaders back in the day. He broke that color barrier. You know, mm-hmm. they had this one mindset, you know, and he got off in there and pushed that button play. And all of a sudden, you know, they fell in love with the magic of Conrad Johnson and the Kashmir Stage Band.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. 713-390-5102. We'd love for you to get in on this conversation, especially if you have some familiarity with Houston, Texas back in the 70s.
Absolutely.
And the Kashmir Stage Band. And for those who have not seen the film Thunder Soul, incredible. You can't get through it without crying. Craig, you talked, give the listeners a little bit of your background and what Prof. Johnson did for you.
Well, initially, when I was in my younger years.
After Bum Russia.
A couple of years ago.
primarily, I was from Fifth Ward, and my life was that covert crime. And one day, my sister and I were singing The Temptations, Ball of Confusion. Mm-hmm. And my mother, you know, she came in and cut all that record out, you know. And so, because she says that the Kashmir Stage Band was about to be on television. Well, I didn't care about the Kashmir Stage Band. I didn't care about none of that. All I wanted to do is sing The Temptations, Ball of Confusion. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, I heard this sound come from the television. And that sound was so different than anything I had heard, even The Temptations. Mm-hmm. And I saw this little guy directing a bunch of people. And it was just fascinating to hear that sound, you know. And I'm standing there next to my sister, and I'm just mesmerized. And then I said to her, I'm going to be in that band one day. Mm. And she said to me with that, you ain't going to be in there. You got to have to know how to play an instrument, all that stuff. She was just working me. But, and I was probably in about the seventh grade at that time, seventh, eighth grade at Lamar Fleming Junior High School. And when I graduated to Kashmir, I was walking down the hall one day. I totally forgot about it, you know. And then I saw this guy again, and I just, in my mind, just went back into that mode. I know this man, but where do I know him from? And so I'm standing there just gawking at the man, you know, daydreaming, like, who is this guy, you know? And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, okay, I didn't know his name, but I knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And so that was what energized it. But, you know, I didn't play an instrument at that time.
And I was going to ask you that. So you had no musical background prior to coming to Kashmir.
None.
For high school.
None.
And you learned it all working in the band with Prof. Johnson.
Right. Well, Reginald Nelson, he's the one that got me started. You know, they had these transitional periods through these classes. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting at the piano, this grand piano, this brand new grand piano in the auditorium, big old afro, had all the cool clothes and shoes, and had a group of people hanging around, and he was styling so cool. And I walked up there and saw that, and I was just amazed at that. And the piano playing is what really captured my attention. And so he was walking away all cool with his buddies, and they were part of the Kashmir Stage Band. And I walked up to him and tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, hey, you know, can you teach me how to play piano. Uh-huh. And he, as a matter of fact, said, no.
Because I have to tell you, it is not an easy instrument to learn.
It's not.
But let me, you know, I've heard that Conrad believed that there was no limit to a child's ability to play music, and he set incredibly high goals for the kids. And how did that inspire you to give your all, being that you admitted you didn't know anything about playing the piano?
Well, that was it. I didn't know. And then I did know exactly what his principles were, you know, and he had a standard. And it didn't matter, you know, if you were the greatest or you weren't the greatest. He was going to get you where you needed to be. And so my first objective was to get in that band after I learned how to play, you know, the piano. And, tempted to learn to play piano because you still don't never conquer that instrument. But Reginald Nelson, you know, he was such a strong leader in teaching me, you know, the basics, because he was preparing to go to Sam Houston State University. So he actually, after he caught me in the auditorium several times and he showed me the song, that first song I ever learned was by the Spinners, I'll Be Around.
Ah.
And a very easy song to do, but Reginald had this left-hand thing going on. And after you know, watching him, and I got it down. At least I thought I got it down, and I tapped him on the shoulder weeks later, and when I showed him, you know, he said, "Okay, you be at my mother's house." You know, he worked with me every day for I think that was probably May of 75, and just, you know, didn't even have any prejudice towards that. Go back and then do this. I just showed you how to do that. Now I want to see you play this when I come back. I mean, he was great at it. You know, I hated it because it was so much hard work involved. But I had that drive. I had to be a part of that system.
And the key was hard work. Let's go to the telephone and talk with Claudia on line one. You're on Magic 102.1 Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Hello, this is Claudia again. Good morning to the greatest radio station in the land.
Okay. We agree, 1,000%. Yes.
And Mr. Baldwin,
yes,
I want to say I'm so proud to have honor to finally get through the line to talk about the stage band. I'm out of Casimir Garden area. I'm out of Cavalcade and Russell. My first blood cousin, Anthony Jackson, I'm pretty sure you've met him.
I took him home the other night.
Yeah, I met you too then. Well, I just want to say I'm so proud of him, man. He's doing great.
Yeah.
And he's off in that move. And please let him know, everybody look and watch for him, because he's in there. You can't miss him. He has those Urkel eyeglasses on.
Anthony Jackson is a beautiful specimen. He almost died.
If it wasn't for my wife to go back there and knock on that window, we would have lost him.
Yeah. And don't you know
he's going to church right now?
Is he? Good.
With that horn.
Good. Yeah. I have a CD for him because I have a song I'm creating specifically for him for the show. So Anthony Jackson is a very special man for the stage band.
All right. Thank you for your call, and appreciate your input this morning.
All right. Craig, a couple of questions. First, what compelled you and Reginald to want to bring the Casimir Stage Band back together after X amount of years? And what compelled the filmmakers to want to document the history of the Casimir Stage Band?
This story could be, it's a movie in itself, but it could actually, well, it started with a 99-cent cassette.
Okay, tell us more.
Mingo Walton was very good at recording the stage band back in the day, you know, because he played fourth trumpet in stage band, and bass guitar also. And he called up Reginald Rollins, and said, you know, he found this cassette tape of the stage band. We went to Reno, Nevada, where we won that contest that particular year, 1977. And, they called me up. Well, you know, you're calling me up, you know, that's like, what? I want to hear it. So I heard it. And so I said, you know what? We're going to Prof's. This is like 11 o'clock at night. So we went over to his house, and we went over to his house, and oh, Craig, we can't go over there. Yeah, man, we're going to knock on that door. And so Prof was sitting there just all kind of, you know, he was sick, and you could see that he was sick, and it's like, oh, man, I think we made a mistake by coming over, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you know, because we're still thinking that we're in high school.
We're
going to Prof's house. We got over there, and we'd say, Prof, hey, we got this cassette tape of what we did in Reno, and oh, man, put it in there and play it. Right, so he put that cassette tape off, and then all of a sudden, what was bothering him before we got there, it changed. I mean, he just came alive, and he started telling us stuff that we forgot, you know, and he's going to. So then all of a sudden, we had this moment where our leader is telling us things and guiding us again, you know. And so all of a sudden, you know, Rallo and I are just sitting there, and Mingo and Michael Goffman, one of the other band members, were just all just listening to him just talk about these great things like he took, like he did back in the day. And so that end at 11 o'clock, I'm rushing in. We didn't leave until about almost 3 or 4 o'clock that morning, I think, you know, if I'm correct on that. And so months later, I was playing the band, Quiet on Set here in town. And Rallo came out to see the group perform because his group wasn't performing that night, Fidelity Max. And three guys in the band that used to be in the band, Heaven, singers, okay? Dorian, Robert Allen, and Leslie Michaels. They came out also. And so when I realized it was out in the audience, I said, yeah, come on up and sing a song, right? Now, this is funny. They have not sang together in over 30 years. They didn't get up there in front of microphones and say, okay, you're going to sing this note, you're going to sing that note. They just got up there and started performing a show. And we did Always and Forever. And they sung that song as if they had, you know, back like we did when we were in New Orleans performing. And so Rallo and I, the next day, we were tripping over this, you know. So I said, Rallo, you know what? We need to put together a show and surprise Prof with Heaven. And then Rallo had a better idea. He says, man, why don't we put all the groups that Prof touched back in the day and have a big concert? And he named it Rebirth Concert. I said, cool, let's do it. He said, you handle the music and I'll handle the business.
Let's jump on the telephone once again. Let's go to line two and talk with Dennis. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Craig Baldwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Magic 102 and Craig.
Yes.
I'm quite sure you don't know me. My name is Dennis Prince, and I was there during the time. I went to Mac Days 6 years, Key 3 years, and Cashmere 3 years. And I can remember back in the day when I was at Mac Days, and the band would probably have them practicing, and we could hear them. And I'd get up in the room and dance to the band practicing. And then the big kids used to put me up to, when I walk around the halftime at the football game, when Pop was directing the band, he'd always jump.
Yeah.
And I jumped with him, and they'd be laughing at me, and Pop would just smile at me and things. But I remember in those days, Cadman was one of the greatest schools in the country. They had a two-time state basketball championship team, a football team that went to the Dome more than anybody. You know, it was just going on. But I know a lot of the band members. I know Reggie Nelson, he knows me. I know Michael Zoffman, he knows me. I know Gwen Walker, she knows me. I know Jimmy Walker. They know me, so I'm just glad for the stage band and just remember those good days at Cashmere.
All right, Dennis. Thank you. We're going to jump to line four right quick and talk to Gayla. Good morning. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Craig Baldwin.
Hey, I want to say hello to Craig and Reggie, everyone. I want to thank you for being on today. And, yes, it's absolutely wonderful. Prof touched the lives of his girls, too. As a matter of fact, because of his tutelage, I'm the band director at Phillies Weekly High School.
Hey, you. What's happening with you?
Ray,
hey, y'all, that's Gayla Mitchell. That is our flute player. She's a part of the film, too. Gayla, man, how are you?
I'm absolutely excited about what's going on. Now, what I want to throw in is, what's going on this Friday? I think I heard something about this Friday or Saturday, or am I mistaken?
No, I don't think there's anything scheduled. We do have some stuff coming up. We got something. I think they got something you're planning for Wheatley High School over there, too, right?
Prof was awesome, and as a matter of fact, that's the reason why I'm a band director today, because he kept saying, you know, you're a female, you got to go out there and you got to be better, there's got to be three horse lengths in front. He said, so if you're going to get out there and do it and be your best. And these guys, I looked up to them, Reggie, Craig, you know, I would sit there and I watched them in their group. And I said, you know, I can't do all those things, but I can do this. I can administrate, and I can delegate, and I can lead. So I want to thank y'all for being on there. Thank you for representing Thunder Soul Cashmere. And I think it's because I'm at Wheatley that I sit on the Cashmere, and I do.
Let me tell you about this woman. This woman is so special. I went to her school, Wheatley High School, and the kids hadn't seen the film, and she introduced me to these great kids of hers, and it was amazing how they were so attentive to the language of Conrad O. Johnson. And what's really amazing about her is that she's actually carrying on that legacy over at Phyllis Wheatley High School. She's got this great band she's developing over there. She's got a great principal who's supporting everything she's doing. The community's behind her. And what's really amazing about her is she is strong. She's very strong. She's a great leader with us. And I got some ideas for her. So, you know, stay in touch.
Thank you, Gayla, for being on the program.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Now, you mentioned the Cashmere Alumni Stage Band performing now. Mm-hmm. You all have some gigs, and you also have a big gig that you're going to be with performing with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Yeah. And I believe Magic 102 is going to be involved in that. Yeah,
what's cool about that, Jones Plaza, May the 18th.
Oh, right.
And I got this phone call from one of your great people here in Zynga. And she's basically said, well, you know, you guys are going to be performing on that day. And I said, great. And, you know, Frankie Beverly, y'all.
Right. Frankie, but hey, Cashmere Stage Band, y'all.
But here's a connection. Patrick Taylor is Frankie Beverly's personal assistant. He's been with him for years. He is Cashmere, too. Ricky Taylor, he's currently the drum tech with that tour with Frankie Beverly. He also played in the Cashmere Stage Band. So, you know, it's Proscott is...
Right, the roots run deep.
All over.
So we can mark that on our calendar. May 18th, Jones Plaza, Magic Live After 5, the Cashmere Stage Band. How about that? Talk about excitement.
But, you know, we typically when we think of black bands, we think of the marching band. But this was a stage band. What's the difference in the two? How would you distinguish the two?
Wow. The only difference is that we don't have our leader.
Okay.
Directing us.
Okay. Now, I had a little thought in my mind. I was thinking like with a marching band, you know, there was a lot of flair and maybe if you blow a note here or there, it may not be as bad. But I'm thinking like a stage band, the precision, I mean,
it's pretty much the same. The only difference is we have electric guitars and electric keyboards on stage because it all came from Thunder Soul. That was the name of the marching band.
Okay.
And he created that. Okay. He took, you know, a lot of the kids that was in the band and basically showed them the 8 to 5. As a matter of fact, our first drum major at that school is currently over at Kingdom Builders Center.
And the name of that person?
His name is Pastor Kirby Jerome Caldwell. it's deep.
who opens up the film Thunder Soul?
And he says, if there's no drummer, there's no timing.
Timing, that's what he talks about. Now, quickly, Craig, a couple of things. For listeners who have not had a chance to see the movie, the documentary Thunder Soul, how can they see it? Where is it available?
Well, here's the amazing thing. It's available through us. You can actually contact us, you know, me by email, and that's at suntino@gmail.com.
Spell it for us.
SUNNTINO@gmail.com. And I will direct you to the right people to get you a copy of that film. What's amazing is that the film was officially released on January the 31st of this year, sold out everywhere.
Wow.
Lionsgate re-released it again on the 3rd of February. It sold out again. Mm. And so now there are people like understanding this wave of Conrad Johnson, kind of like he said in the film, Roll Like a Snowball. So now they're wanting to see the film. So one of the things that we're doing when we perform, it depends on the venue, we'll play the film. And then the band will perform live immediately after the film.
Yeah.
Who are some of the others that came out of the stage band?
We have a fellow named Alvin Nelson. He's currently in New York City, and he's currently working with the great Barry Gordy on a show that they're doing for like a tribute for Barry. I think it's like 50 years, and they're putting together with all these great artists from Stevie Wonder. You know, he was one of those people that came out. Joe Carmouche, local cat.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I saw Joe in the film. Yeah.
Joe Carmouche is also a Cashmere Stage Band alumni. We have individuals like Bruce Middleton. You know,
Saw Bruce in the film.
And he's still seeking that contract, guys. So.
Is it on DVD? Yeah.
It's on DVD.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's on DVD.
Let me ask you that. I think this is a real important question. Do you think that the film undergirds or... supports the idea of the importance of having arts in school?
Absolutely.
To provide discipline and goals for kids in general.
Well, if you hadn't seen the film, there's a segment in the film to where when Prof started winning these competitions with the stage band, well, you had other kids in the school start, well, we can do this too.
Yeah.
Okay, elevated the state titles for the basketball team. They went undefeated 2 years running. The football team, state titles, you know, debate team, you know, ROTC, anything you can think of that was a part of Cashmere was success.
Wow.
And all because he kicked this thing in the butt. Yeah. You know, he did a great job.
I think it's so important. I mean, I took an instrument in school.
What'd you play?
I played the trumpet and the guitar.
Oh, Oh, very good.
Dreadful at both.
Piano and clarinet over here. All right.
But the point is, it helped you to focus, at least aspire to do something. Even though you don't master it, you get something. Obviously, if you'd stuck with it and, you know, you become the best and so forth. But the idea, it gives you a goal. It gives you opportunity to try your limitations and so forth. You know, I just think it was a great idea. And I think it's a shame that we've taken the arts out of the schools in the name of cutting budgets.
And Prof. Johnson spoke to that in the film Thunder Soul about the value and importance of having arts education in the schools.
Hey, we got to hightail it on out of here. Craig Baldwin, we'd like to really thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'd like to inspire everybody to get out and see the movie, buy the DVD, get out and just support the arts and the school.
Cashmere Stage Band, May 18th, Jones Plaza. They will be performing with Magic 102's Live After 5. Contact information on how folks can get the film and find out more about the Cashmere Alumni Stage Band.
Yeah, well, one way is, again, you can contact me through my email at suntino@gmail.com. That's suntino@gmail.com. And we will definitely get you that DVD as soon as possible. There's also CDs that for the film. In
fact, music?
Yeah.
Well, right.
I mean, it's like a double CD set, including there's a DVD where Charles Porter, if you remember Charles
Porter. Yeah, of course.
Yes. He did an interview with Prof on Channel 13 at that
right.
time.
All right. Okay. We got to get on out of here. We're going to try to post this to the website in case you want to get more information, folks. That's going to wrap it up for yours truly, J. Thomas Smith and Val Wilson.